Close your eyes, focus on the breath. Try to let go of all your other concerns. Any other thoughts you've had in the course of the day, you don't have to pick them up and continue them. Just leave them there. You want to stay here in the present moment, give the mind a chance to put down its other burdens and look after itself. Because the mind is like a knife. You have to take care of it if it's going to stay sharp and be able to cut through things. You just keep using it all the time without giving it a chance to rest and gather its strength like this. It's like taking a knife and just cutting and cutting and cutting, and after a while it gets dull, and yet you keep on cutting because you're afraid that if you stop cutting, then things won't get cut through. But you don't realize that the knife is not in a condition to cut things through. You've got to stop for a while, sharpen it. We sharpen it here. This is better than just going off and going to sleep. You sharpen it by being mindful and being alert, because these are qualities you need to protect yourself. Because as you go through life, you're going to be thinking all kinds of things, and you need to be able to pull yourself out to realize, okay, that kind of thinking is not going to be helpful. And so it's your mindfulness that reminds you that you have to keep watch over the mind, and the alertness that actually does the keeping watch. And you begin to see, okay, the mind's going to go down that little pathway. You don't want it to continue there. You can just drop that thought and be back right here at the breath. Reminding yourself that you do have the breath as a resting place here is really important, because otherwise the mind just jumps from one thought to another thought like a hobo jumping from one train to another train, and you end up in places like Omaha, or even worse. So instead, you need a good place to stay right here where you're solid on solid ground, and the breath coming in, going out right here, it's always here. And while you're here, you develop more mindfulness to stay here, more alertness to stay here. Then you can use that mindfulness and alertness out throughout the day to keep watch over your mind to make sure that it doesn't cause you any trouble. So take some time now to look after the mind on its own. It's been looking after all kinds of other things. It's been looking after your body. It's been looking after the affairs around you. Give it a chance to look after itself. And try to do this every day. I mean, you know, we brush our teeth every day. We take a bath every day. Well, it's a good thing to be able to look after your mind every day, too, because the mind is a lot more important than your teeth. I mean, you can get false teeth, but you can't get another mind. You've got to take care of the one you've got. So here's the opportunity. Here's the skill. Here are the instructions. So just give them some time and give them some energy, and you'll find that they really will pay off.